Meghan laments she didn't want to be alive anymore after joining the royal family. By Simon Kent on March 8, 2021. Meghan Markle used her U.S. television interview with Oprah Winfrey on Sunday night to lay out her feelings of isolation and loneliness that came with marrying into the British royal family. While Winfrey sat in silence, Meghan made clear the option of taking her own life was a possibility as the reality of her marriage to Prince Harry set in. "I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was very clear and real and frightening," Meghan said on the suicidal thoughts she had after joining the royals. Watch below. At various times in the interview, Winfrey ran through headlines about Meghan and at one point asked about the mental health impact. Meghan responded by saying she experienced suicidal thoughts and had sought help through the palace's human resources department, alleging they said there was nothing they could do. "I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he suffered," she said. "But I knew that if I didn't say it that I would do it. And I just didn't. I just didn't want to be alive anymore." Harry agreed there are lasting impacts about Meghan's treatment and his relationship with his family. "There is a lot to work through there," Harry said about his relationship with his father Prince Charles. "I feel really let down. He's been through something similar. He knows what pain feels like. And Archie is his grandson. I will always love him, but there is a lot of hurt that has happened." The interview was broadcast in the United States a full day before it will air in Britain, as the fallout from their exit from royal duties continues. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.